from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 19th. Iris, June 19th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First from Healthy Mom Club. 5 kids snacks we're loving lately. One of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to nutrition and food is kids snacks. Literally 99% of kids snacks out there are junk. It's so sad. Even the snacks that are marketed as being healthy are still filled with refined flour, refined sugar, and inflammatory seed oils. I wanted to round up a few of our favorite kids snacks recently that are actually healthy. No dairy, no artificial colors or flavors, no refined sugar or flour, just whole, real, nutrient-dense foods. Second from Big Little Feelings. Are we over-parenting? Something's shifted in parenting recently. I see it as a child therapist and want to scream. There's this quiet question sitting underneath modern parenting right now, and no one is really saying it out loud. Are we doing too much? Too much explaining, helping, hovering. Too much stepping in before they struggle. On one hand, we know more than ever before. We understand brain development and care about feelings, and we want to raise emotionally healthy, confident, resilient humans. This matters so much. Up next, third from Cup of Joe. Have a lovely long weekend. What are you up to this weekend? 12-year-old Anton and I are heading to Maine for a couple nights to take long walks and breathe that fresh ocean air. Read more of the posts. Have a lovely long weekend. And then, fourth from Scary Mommy. 95 Bowdy things under $25. You'll get a SH*T ton of use out of. If you love all things Bowdy but don't want to splurge, you're in for a treat. This list is packed with surprisingly luxe products that you'll use every day, and they start at just $7. From pro-level kitchen tools and genius tech accessories to beauty upgrades and home essentials, these elevated finds look way more expensive than they are and still pack a practical punch. This collapsible hamper is engineered for efficiency in small spaces. It mounts to your wall or door with an adhesive hook, then folds down to about 4 inches when you want your space back. Next, fifth from Motherly. A mom wrote the first children's book about PPD. Here's what she wants you to know. Pooja Makhijani's new picture book, *Together for Mama*, is the first traditionally published children's story that names postpartum depression straight on the page. It follows an older sibling watching a family rally, grandma staying over, dad holding things together, to give kids language for what they're seeing. The backdrop is the CDC's estimate that 1 in 8 U.S. mothers experience PPD, a rate that's risen sharply and often repeats with later pregnancies. So many children grow up with a parent struggling. Makhijani, an Asian American mom, also weaves cultural nuance, noting that stigma underreports PPD in her community. Her message is simple: let your village notice and show up. The book is a gentle, honest tool for both child and adult. Up next, sixth from Coffee Plus Crumbs. Bonus episode: This Is How We Do Summer. Ashley and Katie spend the hour mapping out their most hopeful summer. Think screen, time limits, a reading challenge, and a few playful rules they'll try to keep. They're honest about the odds. By mid-July, things will probably feel a little chaotic, but the point is they're giving it a go together. They share the little rituals that keep them anchored. Ashley talks about a harvest grain salad, swapping beets for chicken if you prefer, and Katie mentions a favorite Gap Set outfit that feels both comfy and ready for spontaneous outings. It's less about perfection and more about finding a groove that feels doable. The episode also drops a snapshot of Katie's first summer bike ride, a reminder that even a short spin can feel like a tiny victory. Their vibe is that summer isn't a solo mission. You're always part of a larger, messy, supportive crowd. Bottom line, they're setting modest goals, accepting the inevitable hiccups, and encouraging you to try something small for yourself, whether that's a reading target, a screen time tweak, or just a bike ride. It's all about showing up imperfectly and feeling less alone. And then, seventh from Mama Still Got It. Father's Day sorted. Father's Day's this Sunday, and you've still got time to keep it thoughtful without scrambling. If he says he doesn't want anything, pick something he'll actually use. A gadget, grooming kit, garden tool, a good book, or a nice aftershave. Small fun items like a funny mug, silly socks, or a handmade feeling treat work well too, especially under 25 pounds. If you'd rather spend the day together, think simple activities. A long walk followed by a pub lunch, a backyard BBQ apron optional, a coastal day trip with fish and chips, or low-key fun like mini golf, bowling, or a cinema visit. Even a quiet morning with no to-do list can feel just right. There's also a giveaway for a 7-day beach club holiday in Greece, Sardinia, or Croatia, courtesy of Nielsen Holidays. To enter, like the Instagram reel, follow the accounts, and tag someone who deserves a break. Finally, this week's chat features Ronnie Ancona, who opens up about her late ADHD diagnosis, years of masking, and the chaos of parenting, plus a shout out to Fawn, a curated shop in Cheshire that's put together a special Father's Day edit of UK-made gifts you won't find everywhere. Have a lovely weekend celebrating the dads, granddads, stepdads, and anyone who quietly holds things together. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.